I'm Mindy Norton, speaking of pets. In the summer heat, it is vital that outside dogs have a place where they can go to get out of the sun. For many pets, their doghouse can be a great refuge in hot weather. For others, well, let's just say that maybe the doghouse could use a little work. And since July is National Doghouse Repairs Month, this is the perfect time to make sure your pet has a place that is safe and comfortable. A doghouse should be the right size for your dog, and bigger is not always better. It should be large enough so the animal can stand up, turn around, and even stretch out a little, but still small enough to feel cozy, with good ventilation for the summer months. The house should have a floor that is raised up off the ground by several inches. This will help to keep your dog cooler in the summer and warmer in winter months. It also will provide a dry place for your pet on a rainy day. Speaking of rain, the roof may need new shingles, inexpensive but effective for protection. A doghouse should be placed in a shaded area to keep it out of the blistering sun so the interior doesn't heat up too much. Replace wood that is rotted, warped, or chewed, but don't use pressure-treated wood, which may contain chemicals that could be poisonous to pets. Use untreated lumber and a sealant that is non-toxic to animals. If you want to paint it, choose a product that is safe for pets. Check for nails or screws that might stick out and cause injury or discomfort for your dog. If you decide that your doghouse is beyond repair or it just isn't the right size for your pet, you might decide to build or buy a new one. Whether you build or buy, all the same rules apply. No chemically treated wood, the right size, elevated floor, waterproof roof, good ventilation, and located in a shady area. And don't forget the water bowl, always with fresh, clean water for your pet. One last reminder, dogs are social animals. Having the fanciest doghouse in the neighborhood is no substitute for your best friend spending quality time with its human family when you're speaking of pets.